This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump has called it a Democrat trap, but the House approved a bill that would create a special commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Today, there'll be a key procedural vote in the Senate, but Republicans there are expected to block the bill. The mother of a fallen Capitol police officer is pleading with them to change their minds. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Gladys Sicknick spent the day appealing to Republican senators after her son's death, but wasn't sure she changed any minds.
We hope. That's all we can hope for. We just have to hope.
Brian Sicknick's longtime girlfriend says it's very disturbing anybody's against the commission, much less lawmakers who were in the Capitol January 6th.
They are here today and with their families and comfortable because of the actions of law enforcement.
Sandra Garza calls the reluctance mind-boggling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There was a vigil last night for the 9 people shot dead by a co-worker at a San Jose, California rail yard who then killed himself. Leonard Mejia's son Paul was among the victims.
It was the saddest moment of my life.
Heard there on KGO-TV, he says his son was his best friend. The AAA is predicting millions of us will hit the road and travel by air over this Memorial Day holiday weekend. Travel expected to be up by 60% over last year as we continue to emerge from the pandemic lockdown. Southwest Airlines has banned a woman accused of punching a flight attendant in the face last weekend. It happened after the plane landed in San Diego. Viviana Quinones has been arrested and charged with a felony. Due in court this morning, 3 Tacoma, Washington police officers who've just been charged in the death of a black man who was being restrained when he told them he couldn't breathe. This is AP News. Several companies and groups are working with the White House to invest in 3 Central American nations as a way of helping to ease migration. Here's our Tim McGuire with the latest on this story.
Vice President Kamala Harris announces a new program designed to boost investment in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, 3 Central American nations that have seen many of their citizens migrate north to the United States. Harris says private companies such as Microsoft and MasterCard are crucial to the effort to improve the local economies.
Our private business sector have a very significant role to play, as we all know, in creating jobs, in promoting economic opportunity, and in long-term development.
The Biden administration backs a $7 billion proposal to help address the poverty and violence that propels people to flee their home countries. Harris plans to visit Guatemala and Mexico early next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.